This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration continues to block the media from their border plan, keeping everyone concerned in the dark. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
The most astonishing part of it is the Biden administration is enforcing a total blackout of the press. And the Biden administration wants to hide from the crisis that is unfolding on the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris was asked Monday when she will see what's happening at the border firsthand.
Not today, but I have before and I'm sure I will again.
Reports and leaked photos reveal children overcrowded in cages and on the floor. An estimated 15,500 children were in U.S. possession as of Monday. NASCAR runs at the temporarily covered dirt track at Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Let's get an update on the horrific shooting rampage in Boulder, Colorado Monday. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
10 people are dead, including one police officer, after a shooting at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. Police say they have one suspect in custody who is being treated for injuries. The officer killed has been identified as 51-year-old Officer Eric Talley. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says Officer Talley joined the Boulder Police Department in 2010.
At 14:30 hours, the Boulder Police Department began receiving phone calls of shots fired in the area and a phone call about a possible person with a patrol rifle. Officer Talley responded to the scene, was the first on the scene, and he was fatally shot.
Boulder police say it'll take about 5 days to get all the details of what happened. 14 spring training games in Major League Baseball Tuesday. The early game started 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Brent Honeywell discusses his return to the mound this spring training with MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I tried to keep it like it was another day at the yard, honestly. I think I did a pretty good job of that, honestly. It was a different feeling, especially with my family in the seats again. That's a pretty big part. Baseball is a pretty big part of my family line, so you know, I was definitely happy to be out there. I woke up, got to the field, put my stuff on as soon as I got here because that's what I do on start day. I got kind of amped and, you know, getting loose, getting ready to go out to the field. But I just told myself, you know, I gotta control a little bit of emotions right now, you know, not get too high, not too low, you know, just kind of keep it even keeled and go out and do the job that they're asking to do. You know, when the anthem hits, that means it's time to go. You know, it's getting close. Game's getting close. So, you know, after kind of my routine, after the anthem, I throw three or four to get, you know, back ready to go out to the field and then, you know, just take it from there. So I think that was, you know, that was a big deal. You know, kind of get, you know, some chill bumps, you know, you get, it's the best thing you can do every fifth day. Like there's nothing better.
Brent talks about his recent start against the Red Sox and breaks down his outing.
I thought my stuff was decent. I thought my fastball was good. I thought the location of the stuff was pretty good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're seeing in the news, of course, what's happening in the southern border, and the media has been able to get, behind the scenes there a bit, and it seems like they're doing their job to let us know what is happening. I mean, this humanity crisis. This is a crisis of humanity. There's no doubt about it. What's going on there? I want to bring Israel Ortega on with us with the Libra Initiative. Is, how you doing, buddy?
Morning. Doing well. Doing well. Thank you.
Well, we've been, eager to hear reality and the truth of what's going on the border. I mean, we see, these young kids from, Central America, Mexico, all the way up. I mean, they're coming, to the border, and regardless of, the encouragement by this administration or whatever, but it's just like, wait a minute, we need to do a better job than this. I mean, for all that we've gone through in these recent decades in dealing with immigrants coming to the country, and I don't understand this is, because, these young kids especially, they make a dangerous journey, especially these young girls, making a dangerous journey. They're dealing with coyotes, with cartels and that. There's a lot of pain and suffering here that's not being understood and reported here.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, absolutely, Bill. I think you hit the nail on the head. And I think that the key thing to remember here is how policies that are enacted, directives that are issued, do contribute to a lot of what we're seeing in terms of the tragedy unfolding. And why, families with children, teenagers are doing some of these journeys by themselves, are putting themselves at harm's risk, because there is this understanding. I mean, this is information that's trickling down to Central America, that if once you get here, as long as you get here, eventually you'll be processed. And I think that's obviously not the way that it ought to be done, which
exactly
is why we've been calling in Congress to fix these laws, because otherwise we're going to see more of the same, more of these horrific images unfolding at the border.
Well, it seems to me that it's really not about, the immigration issue or the people. It has been so politicized, because if you have any concern for a human being, you're going to come up with policies that aren't about, getting any particular credit for a party or whatever. It is about the people themselves. I mean, for them to want to desperately travel, in some cases 2,500, 3,000 miles by foot and other ways that they can get to the border, and even for parents to give their young daughters birth control pills, and, okay, what do I need birth control pills? Well, chances are, honey, you're going to get raped, and you need to I mean, this is the cost of entrance into the United States, not to mention the coyote bounties that are going. I mean, as much as $40,000 a head for people that are coming in from, you know, Arab nations and that sort of thing. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on. And, you know, it's no wonder, in a sense, just I know we're kind of getting this a little bit complicated, but we're talking about, you know, the United States meets with China and says, hey, look at, you know, your human rights, you're not real stellar on your human rights issues. And the Chinese go, wait a minute, look what you're doing. Don't even talk to us about this. You're a poor example. And to me, this is a little bit of that poor example, the way these people are being treated, because it's just like, you know, you got these young people that are coming across, you got the young boys like you and I've talked about that are turning into, you know, I mean, you know, the cartels are using them as drug mules and in all kinds of nefarious ways, and these are human beings, these are fellow human beings that are being trafficked here, and you know, it's just it's just heartbreaking to see that, you know, politics is in the way, and we're better than this. I mean, we care more about people than to allow them to be treated like this. Like, somehow, what are we going to do? We're going to try to fix them up once they've been so damaged and abused when they come into the United States? That's not right.
Right. No, I think you're right. And I think to your earlier point about how some of these politicians, you know about what's happening, you know, put out press releases condemning what's happening, but then at the same time will put their interests, their political interests, their party's interests before doing the right thing. And I mean, I've been in Washington for two decades, though, and a lot of these same folks who are, you know, finger pointing are also the ones who won't try to get anything accomplished. You know, you get bills across. Remember last year when Trump, maybe it's 2 years ago, when Trump was talking about how, look, we'll do something on Dreamers if we do something on border security. And you had Democrats, and you had progressives who just said, nope, we won't take it. And, right. And then they're, you know, calling out, Republicans and pointing to conservatives and saying it's all your fault. So all your fault. So it's just disingenuous, Bill, and it's so frustrating.
Well, Israel, I'm like you. I want to stand up on the rooftops of the Capitol or whatever, you know, to get their attention and say, stop it. You know, let's, you know, forget about this political bickering. We've got real life people here. Let's deal with this stuff. And when they're out of order, you call them out and, you know, get them back to where they're doing their job and they're doing what they got elected for. And that is honoring the people, honoring our Constitution, honoring, you know, would-be immigrants that have come, that we know that have been the backbone, been, you know, such an important part of our country's history and their contribution and that sort of thing. And, you know, let's do it a smart way that elevates people, that, you know, allows them to come here legally, that they're not having to operate in the shadows. I mean, it's almost like the way the system is right now, they really don't have a fair chance. I mean, you know, to go in. I mean, like, how long is it going to be before they're legal? Okay, come back in five years to be adjudicated? Are you picking kidding me? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, that's right. And I think that's the other issue is reforming the visa system. You know, we've got these laws in place that favor one country over another. There's no you know, market forces that are part of the process in determining, you know, how we allocate visas. And that's why, you know, folks are you know, desperate in these parts of Central America, and we can have another conversation about what's driving a lot of these people to come up here, because that really is an important part, is getting at the root of why, you know, so many folks are coming up here. But my point is that reforming the visa system is an important part of the conversation. And again, this is where leadership from both sides of the aisle is going to be really important, and especially from up top, too, from President Biden. He's got to weigh in here, and at times he's going to have to go and take on the progressive base, because otherwise
exactly.
we're going to continue talking about this.
We got to get it out of the party politics. It's miring the thing up. I mean, this thing is the result of, again, what D.C. does, they kick the can up the road. It keeps getting more and more complicated until it snowballs to such a degree. It's like, my goodness, how do we deal with this? But meanwhile, it's real lives, real people, young kids that it's heartbreaking is to see what's happening and to realize that the United States of America is part and parcel of this insanity. And we are better than this. Israel Ortega is with us, and our conversation continues after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your veterans tip of the day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, ask for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Martinez for We the People.
And that means all of us. That's what we're here for, fighting the good fight on behalf of the American people and this diverse community in which we're so blessed to live in. I mean, gosh, I'll tell you, I remember doing a presentation years ago at East Los Angeles College when I was a radio personality here in Southern California. I happened to be in California again revisiting. I guess this is why it's coming back to mind. And I told the kids, I said, look at, you know, because I was an early pioneer in Los Angeles radio. You never heard of a Hispanic in L.A. radio until the time that I came in after I got out of the Marine Corps in 1972. And I told the kids, I go, look, at there's just so much potential and opportunity. Don't allow other people or don't let paradigms, you know, stifle you and stop you from, you know, living out the dream, living out the possibilities. And I talked about the tapestry of immigrants and the human potential that's here, that you look out and you see upon this country. And I tell you, for me, that still excites me, even in the midst of all this other political mess and what have you, because I believe at the end of the day, the cream always rises, and the value of humanity and our dignity and that is still, you know, can break through the morass of human failings and you know, deception. I believe ultimately, I just believe that good always wins out.
Amen, Bill. There's a phrase in Spanish from your lips to God's ears.
Yes. Well,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, I want to talk about this topic that you've written about, and that is that Latinos are worried about not being able to afford health care. I mean, this seems to be a universal condition, whether it's Latinos or anybody here in this country right now. We see what's happening with the cost of health care. You know, we were told and conditioned to think there would be affordable health care. Affordable health care maybe for some, but not for all.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, you've been covering politics and news for a long time, and so you'll remember that, you know, 11 years ago, on March 25th, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was signed into law. Progressives made all these promises about what that would mean in terms of lowering the cost of health care, expanding coverage, all that stuff. And here we are. You know, we still have a lot of folks who are still paying skyrocket premiums, who are not getting coverage, getting poor quality health care, which I think is something that sometimes politicians don't talk enough about. You know, there's a big mm-hmm. talk about coverage, but not enough about the quality of care that you receive. Mm-hmm. And so I think, look, if this pandemic has taught us anything, it's that the status quo, we can't double down on that. And unfortunately, many progressives, many politicians in Washington want to just double down and say, like, what we need is more government. And what we're seeing is that the opposite, right? What we need is to make sure that we put the patient at the center of you know, how to access care. Mm-hmm. Look, you know, the FDA, for example, for such a long time was part of the process in terms of holding stuff back. What we're seeing because of the pandemic is that we're changing that. You know, the previous administration took some action on that. We're looking at telemedicine. We're looking at expanding, you know, the care that nurses are able to provide. All of these are regulations and red tape that's holding back the ability for us to get care. That's what we should be looking at. And a lot of these things, Bill, don't require us breaking the bank. You know, right. It requires us looking at the laws in place and making sure that we can make the adjustments to make sure that more and more people are covered. And again, the quality of the care that they receive is excellent.
Right. Well, what happens is that you empower the people to make their own choices and when you have government in the way, and it's that old saying, you know, Ronald Reagan said, you know, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help. Really? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, look, people are smart enough. I think just as you said, you bring up an excellent point. This era of COVID has really, you know, we've learned a lot. you know, good and bad. And some of the good is that, hey, look at, you know, we can Zoom with our doctors. We can telemedicine, this kind of thing. I mean, this has really opened up a lot of opportunity. And I believe that if local communities, you know, we get the government out of the way, get all these encumbrances and these regulations out of the way, people can be super served and done so in a way that's very manageable. I mean, if you're really serious about bringing down the cost of health care, look at, let insurance go across state lines. We've been talking about that forever. This concierge development that has happened that should be spread out throughout the country. It's been a limited deal, and this is the thing with these doctors. Josh Umber, who's been on with us many times, is, I mean, you know, just roughly in round numbers, for $50 a month, you can go see the doctor as often as you want for $50 a month for normal, everyday kind of health care services. That's per person. I mean, versus what, you know, paying, you know, $1,200-$1,400 for a family of four. I mean, because these doctors are getting their, they're getting their money quicker, because if they have to process through the insurance, you know, morass that's nuts. I mean, can you imagine, you process a claim and you wait, you know, you wait 4 or 5 months for payment? I mean, and this is why, for me, I learned a long time ago, and I dealt with doctors on a cash and carry basis. I worked out a rate with them. I come with cash. Cash is king. And these doctors, as a rule, they have to spend somewhere between 35 and 40% of the billing to administrate all these insurance claims. So you get that out of the way. You give them real money right up front. I mean, this moves things along pretty effectively. And right. So there's great ideas and things that we can employ right now to make a huge difference. And I would say, even in these Latino communities, and it's almost like I want to lead the charge personally, if I could do this, to get these doctors together to, you know, provide this kind of, you know, these kind of health care services to where they're not having to deal with any kind of, you know, liability and, you know, government interference and that sort of thing. Because you've got doctors that they want to do what they normally do, is they doctor, you know, that's what they do, and they take care of people. So get all this junk out of the way so they can do it and be able to do it affordably, be able to be paid in such a way to where they're not so discouraged. As we know, we've lost a lot of doctors in the last 10 years because they said, look, it's just not. It's not expedient for me to be a doctor anymore. It's too expensive. The insurance I have to pay for, the government regulations, everything. Hey, you know what? I'm going to go fishing. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah. No, I was just talking to one of my colleagues who lives in the Rio Grande Valley area in Texas, where part of what they're dealing with is that, to your point, you know, there's not enough doctors in the area. You know, folks have to travel pretty far because it's becoming harder to practice medicine. I want to just go back real quick to the point you made earlier, which is about trusting people. You know, one of the things that we're encouraging, we're supporting, is what's known as short-term health insurance plans. And basically it just means, look, you know, there are times when, you know, you want to customize what kind of coverage you want to get. You know yourself, you know, you and your doctor know about your conditions. You may want to, you know, if you're young, you may not need, you know, to have, you know, all the other things that older Americans may have.
Exactly.
The point is here that people customize their health insurance plan. Unfortunately, there are politicians in Washington who want to get rid of that. You know, they want a one-size-fits-all approach. They feel like they know you, as the individual, more than yourself when it comes to providing health care. And this is why, you know, we have people who are paying so much out of pocket or paying a lot in premiums for things, for coverage they don't need. And so I think that, you know, if we believe in people, we should believe in things like short-term health insurance plans that allow people to customize an insurance plan that works well for them.
Well, it's all about freedom. I mean, this is what our Constitution is all about, you know, free markets, people being big boys and girls, being able to go ahead and do the right thing for their family. And this is what was such a slap in the face about the Affordable Care Act. I mean, for all that Barack Obama wanted to do, and he and Joe Biden, and have this legacy, you know, program, and to be given all honor and glory, I mean, you know, we had to pass the thing to find out what's in it. It was purposely confusing for people because they didn't have enough respect for the people to understand their own health care. I mean, this is just, you know, we need to get the government out of the things that they're not good at. They are not designed to handle health care. Let's just be honest about that, and let's pick it up and do it ourselves, and we've got to get control of this. And I'll tell you, we could be very effective a lot quicker. Israel Ortega, thank you.
IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration continues to block the media from their border plan, keeping everyone concerned in the dark. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
The most astonishing part of it is the Biden administration is enforcing a total blackout in the press. And the Biden administration wants to hide from the crisis that is unfolding on the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris was asked Monday when she will see what's happening at the border firsthand.
Not today, but I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
Reports and leaked photos reveal children overcrowded in cages and on the floor. An estimated 15,500 children were in U.S. possession as of Monday. NASCAR runs at the temporarily covered dirt track at Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
Oh, you can call him Al. Yes, we're talking Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org. He joins us. And, you know, of course, he comes with a theme song, you know, because that's the way he enters the room. I mean, everywhere he goes. I mean, it's just he's got Ryman Paul Simon, you know, announcing his entrance. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, like a bridge over troubled water, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, we can just go right on down. But, you know, sometimes you aren't a rock. You're not even an island, huh?
Yeah, and but sure. As long as we're still crazy after all these years, that's the best we can do.
Just keep on going. Why not here?
It's bad.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Hey, it's always good fun, you know, to remember some great memories and good music from Simon and Garfunkel, no doubt about it. Hey, I'll tell you, Trump's response to Joe Biden's collapse at the not only the southern border, but collapse on the you know, on Air Force One. You know, who, gosh, you know, I wonder if the Democrats, I mean, you know, why they don't bear any responsibility here. you know, by pushing Joe Biden up front. I mean, even Barack Obama told Joe Biden, you don't have to do this. But he's doing this. Clearly, he's impaired. The risk, you know, for national security, the position that he's putting our country in right now, boy, this is reckless. And this continues. I mean, how much more is going to happen before, you know, America just finally says, gosh, it's not even embarrassing. I mean, this is, you know, elder abuse, what we're doing to, you know, to this poor man.
Yeah, there's the two issues. One is the human issue that it is elder abuse. There's no doubt about it. But what you said was actually true. This is a national security issue because, you know, our enemies are watching this. And they're seeing a feeble leader of the free world, and they're going to take advantage.
Exactly.
And they, in fact, they probably know more about his condition than we do because the way the media covers up for Biden. But
they're not delusional, Al. They're not delusional. We're delusional. I mean, we just can't even imagine that somebody would put such a ruse on the American people and present somebody as the president of the United States and dupe so many Americans into thinking, you know, that how could this cabal come together in such a way of the mainstream media, corporate America, the Chinese, all these other interests that are antithetical to our U.S. Constitution, and they all come together. I mean, we've seen movies like this where, you know, the unelectable somehow gets elected and they're the president of the United States, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is happening right before our eyes.
Yeah, it still has that surreal movie quality. I mean, everything about it does. And I mean, that's what made one of the things about this is what is like so frustrating about the media, in to a lesser extent the White House. They're having people who are trying to to brush off Joe Biden's fall as you know, it's nothing.
And that it was the wind. The wind knocked him down.
He's the picture of perfect health. But then they turn around and complain about like memes.
Yes.
You know, the comedy. You can't make those memes. That's horrible. Well, why is it horrible? If he's fine, then it's in the tradition, the great American tradition of making fun of presidents or supermodels when they fall down. I mean, it's part of the. For some reason, human beings like to find it funny when people fall, especially people in power, celebrities. You know, Jennifer Lawrence at the Oscars, or like I said, the supermodels. I mean, that's one of the most funny things ever. Watching these supermodels topple over. I mean, it's beautiful. But and for President Chevy Chase makes a whole career out of falling down the steps,
falling over, exactly.
Yeah, making out that Gerald Ford was a klutz back in the 70s.
Right.
So it's part of our tradition. If the president is healthy, the problem comes if you're dealing with somebody who's elderly,
exactly,
and feeble. And that is a very serious. So you can't. So they're trying to have it both ways, and that doesn't work. Now, to me, it's like, I know the guys. You know the guy. There's troubles here. The fall didn't come like out of context. It comes
right
the day after he says. You know, he describes Kamala Harris again as President Harris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes a couple weeks after he forgets the name of his Secretary of Defense. We're not talking about some low-level schmo, you know,
yeah,
his own family.
Or that building over there, whatever that building, that Penta thing. You know that Penta thing, whatever. That
yeah, you know, is. Yeah. So it is just the videos when you're just watching him,
right,
where you know he's trying to find those words, and he's not,
right,
you know, the false one. You're seeing, so it's, you know, the bigger context. And again, our enemies are watching.
Exactly.
And,
well, they're seeing this stuff, Al. Just like you said, I mean, you look at video from four years ago. I mean, his synapses were firing pretty good. I mean, he could, you know, he could hold his own. It wasn't a problem. But I mean, within a 4-year period of time, I mean, it is so distinctly, you know, clear. that he's got troubles. I mean, he's like you said, he's forgetting things. And it's not about like a stuttering issue that he had early on, and he was able to overcome it. This is much more than that. It's much more severe. And as you said, President Xi's not being fooled. Putin's not being. I mean, Putin kind of just threw the glove in his face and challenged him to a debate duel, didn't he?
Yeah. And that weakens America, and that makes people. And it's dangerous because, you perceive weakness, you tend to push. When the more people are pushing, the more things can go wrong. And a point I was trying to make, I thought of the other a couple of weeks ago, was like, it goes back to the movie Dave, where even our enemies need to have security that somebody's there. And it's, again, you need to know, because you might have a situation where two nations are about to go at it over something because things go wrong.
Right.
And, you're on the edge of a war, and you need the President of the United States on the phone right now to tell somebody to back off.
Exactly.
To avoid, mass casualties and wars and all this, that, and the other thing. And if you can't trust that the President's even going to be able to answer the phone...
Mm-hmm.
That's a dangerous situation. We're playing Russian roulette with this.
Exactly. Well, Al, you bring up such a critical point that I think most American people, do not appreciate how this job is just, it is so difficult and so pernicious. And, because a lot of these things that happen, behind closed doors in the dark of night, different time zones and that sort of thing. And you need a voice of reason. You need, the most powerful military force, to be represented in a conversation just to tell, people to behave themselves, and how many times in history has that occurred that we don't know about? That we'll never know about, but it happens. We've seen this time and again where, whether you're talking about the Kennedy administration, just right on down, all that we went through with, in Vietnam and everything else. I mean, you had a lot of, late night conversations that occurred that if the president was not there, how much worse could it have been?
Yeah. I mean, if I remember right, last year, there was some incident where China and India were starting to get frisky over.
Yes, exactly. Right.
But that problem suddenly vanished. I was kind of, how'd that happen?
Yeah. Right.
Was Trump getting on the phone and saying, let's cool things down. I'll be an ear for both of you. I mean, who knows? But that's sort of.
Well, you got to know that Mike Pompeo and, his staff and everything like that. I mean, they're on top of this. And of course, Trump, he never slept. I think he only slept like 3 hours a night or something. And now you got Joe Biden by comparison. I mean, 7 o'clock, they're giving him his hot milk and he's going to bed and he's putting a lid on the day,
Seven. Try afternoon sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But this is this is who the people supposedly elected, and this is what we're dealing with. And God only knows that we could end up with a president that was lucky to garner 3% of the vote. We'll see. Stay with us.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again.
Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, here's situation. New border photos being reported by Epic Times are showing children sleeping shoulder to shoulder in transparent pen. So forget about cages. We now have transparent pens now, Al. What a mess here at the border.
My gosh, yeah, and what's heartbreaking about it, it's so it was predictable, it was avoidable,
mm-hmm.
and that's the nerve-wracking thing is that, I mean, we've been through this, we've been to this rodeo before during the Obama administration when they started doing enacting policies and making statements that encouraged people to come, and you had a big crisis, it was a mess, that's where you got your cages from to begin with,
right?
So you kind of know what happens when you do that. So to do it again and dismantle all that Trump did, what did they think was going to happen?
Exactly. Well, see, this is a problem I have with the Democrats, and this goes back even particularly, as you mentioned, with the Obama era, is that it was like all of a sudden we needed to reinvent the wheel. Forget about all the empirical evidence, the things that we learned from history. Nope, let's live in the realm of the theoretical at the expense of these poor people, these immigrants,
yeah,
coming and being misserved, thrown into the country, and show up. Hey, we remember your court date. We'll see you in about 5 years. Well, in the normal course of things, and you're sitting there trying to survive, in any kind of normal immigration process, it would, you know, people would be vetted, and they, you know, you'd be assured that they have, you know, the wherewithal. They've got support, family, relative support, you know, to help them, you know, assimilate and, you know, find jobs and not be a burden, you know, to the taxpayer. But no, not in this particular case. Somehow the Democrats, for whatever reason, feel like, okay, we should just allow the people to come here, fend for themselves, and then, you know, be surprised that they get involved sometimes in lawlessness and things that are not especially, you know, edifying for local communities.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that, and this is what gets me so frustrated, is that it's not that complicated.
No, it really isn't.
Here's a gate, yeah. And here's a path to that gate. On the other side of that gate is the city on the hill. Stay on the path.
Right, exactly.
It's not that complicated. But then what the Democrats are doing is doing all incentivizing the rush to the border in so
yeah.
many different ways. Even if they're saying, oh, the border's closed, oh, but we'll let but we're going to keep the you know, children who, you know, unaccompanied children. Okay, well, what's that tell you? Okay, separate
yeah, well,
families, send your kids
exactly.
to the border.
Right.
On and on and on. Okay, so what's that mean? The human trafficking, the sex trafficking. The drug cartels are partying like it's carnival with what's
going on. Oh, exactly. Well, this is, I've been insisting this is a human resource boon for them, because all of a sudden now you got people from all these countries traveling, and, you know, and of course these young girls, as we talked about before with Israel Ortega, you know, the parent, Al, can you imagine you're giving your daughter, your 10, 12 year old daughter, birth control pills, and what are these for? Well, honey, you're going to go on this very dangerous journey, and chances are you're going to get, you know, you're going to get raped along the way.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, kiss me goodbye, Dad, and tell me all is well. Oh, don't forget your birth control pills. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's wretched. I mean, the Huffington Post put it at 80% of women and girls.
Oh, my God.
The others put it at 30%. I mean, it's horrific, and it's encouraging it. So how do you tell me that what you're doing, these policies are moral?
Right.
And right. Because you hear that. You hear that argument a lot, that, oh, we have to take care of illegal immigrants, you know, blah, blah, straight. And this is the moral thing to do, is what, you know, knocking down the border, basically. And they're like, no, you're causing a lot of heartache and pain and trouble and the human, like the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the drug, the fentanyl, the amount of fentanyl come pouring into the country again.
Right, exactly.
Americans are going to die because of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't. It's like they don't care, Al. It's almost like, you know, and for a while there, you know, because I've heard people say, well, they're doing this because they look at it as the future Democratic voters. And I go, I think it's much more diabolical than this. I don't think it's about the Democratic Party. I think it is a plan and purpose by some controlling and figures in this country that want to see the absolute demise of the American way of life.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it is that dastardly. It's not, it really, I mean, at this point, the immigrants are just a means to an end. They're, you know, that's why they don't care about them. They don't care that they're sexually assaulted. They don't care that they turn these young boys into drug mules and involved with the car. They could care less. They could care less that America's, you know, children, America's citizens, children are going to die, you know, because of all the fentanyl that comes in. It doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, or the fact that wages for American citizen minorities are be suppressed.
Right.
That's one reason the wages were suppressed for a generation, is because of the, you know, the flood of illegal immigration. So, what is the end game? It is, you know, the leveling of, you know, turning us into a different country.
It's the total collapse of America. That's what this is. They're saying, you know, as others have said, if America is going to collapse, it's going to collapse from the inside out, not the outside. Outside forces will not be able to do it, but we're doing it from the inside. We're allowing all these agents to come in and corrupt the foundations of this country. I mean, everything's being abandoned. Law and order, morality, truth, all this cancel culture. It is all part and parcel in contributing to the demise of the American dream that our parents fought for, that we fought for, that, we have shed our blood, our tears, our natural resources, our treasure, and all of a sudden you got these forces. I say all of a sudden, this has been a slow creep because that's what progressives do, and they have been progressing, and now here we are. And so it's like, okay, where's the line in the sand, Al, that says no more? You know, we're not going to tolerate this anymore.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you got a very aggressive government that wants to make sure that we can't defend ourselves. So what's all that about?
It's unbelievable. But here's the light in the tunnel. All those towns along the Texas border that were heavily Democratic, very heavily Hispanic, that went mm-hmm. for Trump in 2020. Because they saw all the good things that are happening and that the border was getting secured and the fortunes are improving. So the folks down there, they get it. So if keep pushing that, we keep pushing, hey, things are better for the legal immigrants when these controls are in place. Like, keep that going.
Well, exactly, and even for these local communities, Al, when you get people, you know, where are these immigrants going to go? They're, you know, birds of a feather flock together. They're going to be in these other, you know, communities, Hispanic communities, because they kind of understand there's some, you know, culture, you know, similarity. And they go there. They don't go in and move next door to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer and that sort of thing. So they come in and they come in as free agents into these local communities. And in some cases, I mean, they're devastating them because, you know, law and order's out the door. You got sex trafficking. You got drug running. And these local communities, these Hispanic communities, are being tormented. And meanwhile, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris get to be, you know, president and vice president of the United States at the expense of these people. And they end up becoming useful pawns all with this idea, oh, we're going to let dreamers. Well, we already had the offer for dreamers. You know, Donald Trump, you remember, said, hey, look it. We'll legalize all the dreamers. We'll do that in one fell swoop, not a problem whatsoever. And I think the number was, you know, over a million. I think it was like 1.8 million kids. And Nancy Pelosi said, oh, maybe 600,000 or something, whatever. It became a bargaining chip. It wasn't really doing right by these young kids who, you know, were brought here to the United States by their parents. And you know, and when we have them operating in the shadows, I mean, that's not. Right. I mean, it just sets us up for, you know, for failure.
Yeah. I mean, it was about 3 years ago that it was that there was almost the grand deal between the, you know, Trump and the Democrats. It was on the table. One of the things where, you know, Trump gets his wall, the Dreamers get, you know, taken care of. And
citizenship.
There, but right. Democrats didn't want to make a good deal with Trump because that would have been bad politically for them to give Trump a quote victory with the wall. So they walked away from it, but it was there. I mean, we had our book, Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, was about to come out, and I'm telling you, I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to make the deal, and our book is going to be worthless before it even gets published. I mean, it literally had that worry. I mean, I'd rather have America be right, but then the book. But still, it was like they're going to make a deal, and this book is going to be outdated before it's published. It was that close, but Pelosi then walked away, and it was like, oh. They had it. It was there. This is not a complicated problem.
No, exactly. Right. Well, it's kind of like you said earlier, Al. The evidence is there. It's clear. And Joe Biden and the Democrats are bumbling this. I mean, it is one big bumbling up mess brought to you by the Democratic Party, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And here they are. I mean, and it galls me that somehow they still want to blame Trump.
My gosh, yeah. I think he can be blamed for some of the losses at the March Madness, too. I think they're blaming him for...
Well, no doubt. I mean, you know, and Donald Trump was the Charlie Brown. You know, why is everybody always picking on me? And, you know, he's been the target. And he's been the target for so long, Al, that when he's not even in the line of fire, they just default to it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hysterical. And it's hysterical on one hand, and on the other hand, it's obviously stupid. Yeah. It's not very intelligent at all. But this is, hey, this is the age of politics and what we have to live in, ladies and gentlemen. And it's up to all of us to take our country back, and the sooner the better. He is the managing editor for Stream.org. We're talking Al Parada. Thank you, Al. Take care, buddy.
There's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters I